public, I imagine.
It's on.
If we've got all these, and then we've got one or two lots that belong to the elected official, then it would be, it looks to me like it would be a, I mean, it would be brought to the attention. We looked at them and approved them, and that we left off a elected official. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just going to be. I was just answering truthfully. What do you mean by leave off the elected official?
If there was these tax...
go over here. Yeah. You're talking about these?
Yeah.
Okay, I was, you're looking at that.
Yeah, I was just scanning through this.
Well, sure.
Be brought up to the public's attention.
Why would there be a public pleasure?
I ain't seen a good Lincoln that I don't know. I think we're at maintenance on a gallows right out here immediately.
Here's somebody, for example, that they're giving a refund because he had an extra house on property. So for 3 years, apparently, he paid taxes as if he had two houses on property. Looking, the assessment dropped from 29,000 to 260. That's the assessed value. So you know it's, if it's at 19%, it's five times that. Down to 2480. What kind of house would they leave with? If there were two houses, I went through that period. There are some that penalties were waived where others weren't. There's a question of why. I think what we're going to have to do is come Monday, and I listed these like this. This addresses everything that's out here. And I labeled it as Exhibit A when we get there and go through this. So these two refer to, there's some personals here, and some real estate. So I labeled them as Exhibit B and Exhibit C for Monday. This is all the other, but there are, I dare say, they're multi-thousand.
By statute that we have to review every one of them?
Well,
that's my question. Not that we're not going to do it, but by statute, do
we have to?